The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shlomo Lefkowitz, Paisik at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Yuvavis Tav Samach Beis Amid Aleph. We learn in the Gemara, Itmar, Hayulay Banim B'Yosef Evet Kechavim V'Nizgayer. A person gave birth to children when he was a Gentile in his guy. Subsequently, he converted to Yiddishkeit. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyam Pri Revia. Rish Lakish Amar Lakiyam Pri Revia. Rabbi Yochanan holds that this ger has already been Mekayim the mitzvah of Pri Revia. Rish Lakish holds that he has not been Mekayim Pri Revia and he must have more children post conversion. Gemara continues. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyam Pri Revia Daha Havalei. Rabbi Yochanan says he was Mekayim Pri Revia because, after all, he has children. Reish Lakish Amar Lakiyam Pri Revia. According to Reish Lakish, he was not Mekayim the mitzvah Pri Revia. Gershin is Gayer Kekotin Shenoyla Domi, because a convert who converts has the same halachic status as a newborn baby. His life is considered to be starting anew from the point of his gerus, and therefore whatever he did before that doesn't count. The Shagas Aryeh, in a Sefer Turei Evin to Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Ches, asks an interesting question. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Sholchu Le'Lavud Shmuel, a Psak Din was sent to the father of Shmuel, Kafoiv Ochel Matzah Yotzah, if a person was forced and he ate matzah, he's yotzei his mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach night. The Gemara clarifies, Kafoi man, who forced this person to eat the matzah? Ilay mekafoi shade, if we will say that he was forced by a shade, which is to say he was possessed by a certain spirit, and he was not in control of himself, and he went and ate matzah under duress of this shade that was forcing him. V'hatanya itim cholim itim shayta, Kishuhu cholim harehu kipiheich l'chol dvarv, ukshuhu shayta harehu kishayta l'chol dvarv. Itim cholim itim shayta is a person who goes through different phases. Sometimes he's in control of his faculties, and sometimes he's not in control of his faculties. So the din is, when he's in control of his faculties, cholim harehu kipiheich l'chol dvarv, he's considered to be a regular, astute person, a bardas, regarding all matters. Kishuhu shayta, when he's not in control of himself, he has a status of a shayta regarding all things. So the Gemara means to ask, this person who was possessed by a shade is like a shayta at that time. He's not in control of himself. He's forced to do things against his will, and he has the halachic status of a shayta. So the Gemara answers, Amar Vashi shekafu parsiyim. This halacha of kafoy v'achol matzah, that a person who was forced to eat matzah against his will, he's yaitza anyway, is talking about a person who was forced by goyim. Under those conditions, he is yaitza the mitzvah of matzah. But the Gemara is telling us that if the first suggestion would have been true, that it was kafoy shade, he would not be yaitza, because during that period he's a shaita, and a shaita is not chayv in mitzvahs, and therefore had he eaten matzah during the period of time when he had the status of a shoita, he would not be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Asks the Turei Evin, we see from this Gemara that a person who performs a mitzvah during a time that he's not mitzvah, he's not mechuyiv, he's not a bar chiyuva to perform that particular mitzvah, he's not yotze. So just like in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we learn that if a person eats matzah when he's a shaita, he's not yotzei, and when he comes back to his senses, he must eat matzah again. So why is it that in the sugya and Yevamos that Rabbi Yochanan holds when a person has children when he's a guy, and afterwards he's megayer, that he doesn't have to have more children? With chayra, this case is analogous to the case in Rosh Hashanah, because a person who is not Jewish is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Pru Revu. Even though the Gemara, a few lines farther down, continues that Bahi Kamer Biyachner Mishum Meikar Nami Bnei Pru Revu Ninu, which with first glance would seem to indicate that the goy does have the mitzvah of puruvu, Tosfos explains, and it becomes apparent from the Gemara itself, that it does not mean that a goy really is mechuyev to be mekayem the mitzvah of puruvu. It just means that his children are meyuchas after him, halachically considered to be his children, as opposed to the children of an eved, who are not meyuchas after him. So that's the Turi Evans kasha. How come in the Sugyan Yevamis it seems that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a person who's mekayem a mitzvah when he's potter is considered a valid kiyam a mitzvah, whereas in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah we see the opposite? A person eats matzah when he's not mechuyev to eat matzah because he's a shoita, he's not yet to the mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph proposes an original answer to the Turi Evans kasha, and he says that there's a fundamental difference between pru revu and eating matzah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is to eat the matzah itself. A person eats the matzah, the mitzvah is over. So therefore, if he performs that mitzvah when he's not a bar chiyuva, he's not yotzei. Whereas the mitzvah of pru revu is very different. Minchas Chinuch wants to be mechadish that the maisa bia, which is involved in having children, is not the actual mitzvah itself. The maisa bia is nothing more than a hechsher mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah is when he actually has the children. Therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, that if a person has children when he's a goy, and afterwards he's megayer, since the Gemara tells us that the children are meyuchas after him, so if kol soif he has children, they're considered to be his children, and the maisa bia is in any case only a hechsher mitzvah. The point is that he should have the children. Since the children are there, he has already been mekayem pru revu. Therefore, he does not have to be mekayem pru revu again after he's megayer. Moshe Feinstein in Charles Jewish Igris Moshe Chelik Beis of Evin Ezer Simon Yud Ches, he disagrees with the Minchas Chinuch's approach. He says it's not correct to say that the Maisa Bia is nothing more than a Hechsher Mitzvah. He proves that from a Tosfos, that the Maisa Bia is the Mitzvah itself, which is interesting because the Minchas Chinuch himself brings that Tosfos and he's arguing on the Tosfos. Moshe offers it. Excuse me, Rav Moshe offers an alternative pshat. He says that having the children is a shear that exempts him from performing the mitzvah further. In other words, a person's chiyuv is to do a maisa bia with his wife. His chiyuv continues, he must continue to perform the bia again and again on an ongoing basis until he has two children. The Zachar Nekeva, which is the shear of Pri-Urviya, is not the key of mitzvah itself. It's that when he reaches that point, when he achieves the objective of the bias, which is that his wife gives birth to a Zachar and a Nekeva, at that point he becomes potter from the mitzvah of Pru-Urvu. At that point, he's already been mekayim his mitzvah. The Moshe brings a very geshmaka diyuk to this idea. The lashon of the Mishnah in Yevamos Samech Aleph Amud Beis does not say kama banim mechuyev adam lahoyvud. Rather, it says lo yivatel adam mipri urviya elam ken yesh loy banim. This lashon is very, very much implies that it's only, like Rav Moshe says, it's only a shear that after he has the Zachar Nekeva, at that point, he's allowed to be Mevatel Mipri Urviya. So Rav Moshe continues and says that based on this reasoning, we can very easily understand that Rav Yochanan's position, that a guy who has children and subsequently is Megayer, he's Potter from the mitzvah of Pri Urviya because he's already at the shear that he would be Potter from anyway. He has already had the children. So he has no more Chiyuv to do the Maisa Mitzvah again. While it would seem that this discussion may be purely academic, there are real-life applications to this. In our times, it's become widespread the process of IVF, in vitro fertilization, and there's much discussion amongst the contemporary poskim whether a person's mekayem the mitzvah pru urvu if he's had children via in vitro fertilization. Really, this question was discussed well over a century ago. In the Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Zayin. Also, there's a discussion in the Shalos Tshuvos Marsham, Chelek Gimel Siman Reish Samaches. But many of today's poskim hold that a person is mekayim the mitzvahs pruvu if he has children using IVF. Min chesitza chelak aleph siman kuf nun. Shall the tshuva shevet alevi chelak tes siman reish tes. Rav Moshe himself in the aforementioned tshuva also says that a person will be mekayim mitzvahs pruvu even if he had did not do a ma'aseh bia, but he used one of these artificial methods, based on Rav Moshe's reasoning that having the children is the shir which patters him from continuing chiyuv the ma'aseh mitzvah of the bia. There's also a discussion in the Shaul Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer Chel Gimel Siman Chav Zayin where he says svaros in both directions. He's kind of on the fence. Is a person mekayim mitzvahs pruvu or not? I just wanted to mention that according to Rav Moshe's reason, it would seem that a person who has children using IVF is not so much that he's been mekayim the mitzvah of pruvu, rather that he just doesn't have the chi of pruvu. He's not mechuyev to continue to have children using the natural methods because he already has the children. But to say that he has accomplished an actual chi of a mitzvah would not seem to fit with Rav Moshe's reasoning.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.